It's 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and I'm crying in bed because I'm absolutely heartbroken. Why do people still think that racism can only exist when there's hatred or ill will? Why can't people see that even well-meaning people can still act completely racist? And that sometimes this is worse, because it's easy to blame the assholes who show hostility, but good people who are otherwise well-intentioned, it hurts worse because these are the people you meet every day. This could be someone, this is someone who could be a teacher or a colleague or a friend. This could be anyone in your life. Well-intentioned people are fucking everywhere. And you know what racism is? Racism is having someone say to you, "Don't worry, dear, you'll have no trouble getting that through customs," when you only live a 15-minute drive away, because, being Asian, you must be a tourist. And racism is walking towards the Australia-New Zealand passport line at the airport, and every single time having some member of staff chase after you, because you obviously can't read the signs, and should, in their opinion, be heading towards all passports. It's having the person at the counter say to the white couple in front of you, "Welcome home," and then turning to you and saying, "Welcome to New Zealand." Or having someone on the internet say, "Oh, but you don't sound Asian. I always thought you were white because you write such good English." And feeling no shame at all for what they've just said. Because isn't this just a compliment? Why are you so upset when they're saying you speak good enough English to pass for white? And it's having an author tell you that protecting their clever secret plot point is more important than the hurt and isolation they've caused another person. I've had middle-aged men, random strangers, come up to me in the street and yell at me to get out of the country, while everyone else around us just looked on and did nothing. And something isn't right here, because I was 14 and he must have been around 50, but I like to think that the people there knew what was wrong, that they might not have said anything, but that internally, they recognized how completely wrong this was. Well, I like to hope that they did. But what I'm saying is that people like this don't matter. I know there's no hope for them, and I don't care what sort of racist shit they have to spew at me. That it's the well-intentioned moments of racism that keep me up at night. That make me cry at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. That absolutely devastate me. Because, oh, what can you do about it? When this happens, you're just expected to smile and let it go. It's nothing you can ever bring up because they have a right to get defensive. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I can even post this. What good is it going to do? Me, crying at you. This reminds me of in South Africa, they have a phrase called Ubuntu, which means the only way for me to be human is for you to reflect my humanity back at me. It's these moments when you're going by your everyday life, these well-intentioned moments of racism that just jolt you. And whenever you get too comfortable, there's always someone well-meaning, who's just waiting to remind you of how much you don't belong. Does it feel so utterly helpless?